This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. The road to the priesthood for each man is personal to his call and vocation. Along the discernment and formation journey, these men take many steps as they respond to God's call to follow Him. One critical guide along the way is the vocation director. For the last 8 years, Father Jeff Irvin has served as vocation director for the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon, and this summer he will be passing the baton to Father Peter Julia, who will take on that role of vocation director for Western Oregon. With me in studio are Father Jeff and Father Peter to discuss the priesthood and the ways that they support vocations to the priesthood. Good morning, Father Jeff.
Good morning, Dina Marie.
And good morning, Father Peter. Great to have you here.
Good morning, Dina Marie. Good to be here.
Well, it's been amazing that over the last 8 years, you and I, Father Jeff, have been able to share a little bit over Mater Dei Radio. And in fact, just a few months ago, you were reflecting 8 years of just things that you've picked up along the way for discernment. And I'd love for you to just open up the discussion a little bit about just as you look at this time of transitioning into another role, another assignment, just what's really touched your heart about being our vocation director?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to reflect on this once again. Being a part of this particular, almost like a hidden ministry within the heart of the church. You know, not too many people know what a vocation director does. But to really be called by the Lord to really minister to these men who are discerning, but also, you know, in a particular way, you know, entering into Jesus' own ministry of calling forth people to follow the Father's will for their lives. So yeah, just really heart full of gratitude. And I guess in a particular way, as I reflect on 8 years of this ministry, kind of coming down to a fundamental thing is just a personal relationship that these young people have with God. I mean, that's really the catalyst of our vocation. You know, what is God calling us to do? What has He created us to do? Comes down to just an authentic, personal, heartfelt relationship with God. And I think as vocation directors, looking at a future one right across from, you know, that's kind of our primary focus is to how do we help young people encounter the loving God, you know, encounter the Father and His love for them, His plan for them. So, you know, as I reflect on these past 8 years, I think that is kind of just the principal thing that we can give ourselves to is the relationship and diving ever more deeper into that relationship for ourselves as priests, but even as laity and those discerning God's call.
Right.
It comes from a personal, heartfelt, loving relationship with the Father.
And that's all of our discernment is really that desire to have a relationship with Christ, to listen to Him and to follow where He guides us. Mm-hmm. And what a blessed gift. Father Peter Julia is with us as well. He's been serving as parochial vicar at St. Cecilia's in the Beaverton area. And Father Peter, when you got the call, I would imagine it would have been from Archbishop Sample or possibly from Father Todd Molinari. But tell us a little bit about when you heard, okay, we'd like to have you be and serve as our vocation director.
Well, I have to admit that Father Jeff did drop certain types of hints, actually, throughout the year, and as is the case sometimes if they might have you in mind for something. The story I like to tell and that I know Father Jeff is probably tired of hearing of is that many years ago, before I ever even entered the seminary, I'm a cathedral parishioner, and so I was at the cathedral, and Father Jeff was assigned at his pastoral year at the cathedral as a deacon. And so we met each other. Father George Wolfe, God rest his soul, introduced us and said, and then Father Jeff said to me, you know, do you know about the Archbishop's Discernment Retreat, which is at Our Lady of Peace in Beaverton? And I said, no, I've never heard of it. He's like, well, you know, you should go. And he contacted the vocation director at the time, and he got me to go there. And so I went there the first year, and I wasn't quite ready yet. And then I went back the second year. And then, you know, who would have thought that I would end up joining the seminary and that Father Jeff would eventually become the vocations director and that I would be his successor? It's just like the weirdest line there, because he had a hand in my very vocation before he ever even had the title of vocations director himself. And I don't know, you know, sometimes people, I think being a little bit of a later vocation, I turned 33 my first year in the seminary. It was a very profound thing to me because I had tried other things that did not work out. And so I kind of had a sense of actually searching for the truth. And so I'm still excited about my vocation. And I guess the Archbishop and Father Jeff and other people. And so a couple other guys had come to me to talk to me about vocations, and then I would send them Father Jeff's way. And so I don't know, I guess there was some aptitude towards it, I guess, you know, a little bit that the Archbishop and then also Bishop Peter recognized the same thing. So I guess when you got those three minds together, then they were like, well, okay, he's the one. So I was like, and I was talking to my spiritual director, who's also a retired bishop, and I said to him, I was like, well, it's a little bit nerve-wracking to be chosen for this. I was just like, sometimes you wonder if you're the right man for the job. And he said, well, Peter, you are the right man for the job. He's like, because the bishop chose you. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, he's like, the Holy Spirit has spoken, and he's spoken to your bishop, and they've chosen you. So you're the man for the job. And so sometimes you're just reminded of how the church works. And so that was kind of an important reminder.
It's very simple discernment at certain levels.
Yeah, at a certain level.
Right. And I think you make a great point also, Father Peter, that discernment isn't on our own, that other people and the church discern with us, and particularly the role of the priesthood. It's the church, it's your spiritual director, the priest, but also we have this community that helps us discern our vocation.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that's kind of a primary thing that we speak about with discerners, you know, in the beginning stages of it. It's a two-way discernment. So they usually come to us having already, you know, discerned a bit, okay, I think God is calling me to this. And then now the church meets them in that discernment, you know, from our own prayer, on our own discernment. Is the church, you know, indeed calling you to this next step in formal discernment? Mm-hmm. And it's been real beautiful just the last couple months or maybe weeks. Father Peter and I have been talking quite a bit about candidates and certain things. And it's, as you said, it's a community of doing it together and to support each other, bounce ideas off of each other. It's really a wonderful blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to comment on what Father Jeff had started with too, you know, just this idea that it's interesting, a man's relationship with Christ and how you're trying to help cultivate that, but also evaluate it to some extent. And we were just at a vocations conference recently, Father Jeff and I, and while we were there, one of the former formators who was at the North American College, who was one of my formators, was talking. And he said something to this effect. I'm not going to get it quite right, but he said something like, does the man know that he's a beloved son of Jesus Christ? And does he have a relationship with our Lord? And can he take a punch? And we all started to laugh. And it was just like, because sometimes a priest can put it in a very short phrase that is just like, yes, exactly. Do you have a relationship with our Lord? Mm-hmm. And are you tough enough to do it? Because, you know, in a lot of the Acts of the Apostles very recently during this Easter season, we hear all about the toughness of Barnabas and Paul and all of the early evangelizers. And it's just like, hey, toughen up. This is not going to be easy. And so I thought that he put it in like a great phrase that way. So
right. Yeah. Yeah. Really hitting the spiritual dimension, but also the human.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
We're talking with Father Jeff Irvin and Father Peter Julia. Father Jeff has served as our vocation director here in the Archdiocese for the last 8 years. Father Peter Julia will take up that role in just a couple of weeks. We're going to take a quick break. I'm coming up to a break. So will you stay with us? And then we'll be talking a little bit more after the end of the break.
Thank you very much, Dina Marie.
Thanks, Dina Marie.
This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio, and I'm back in studio with Father Jeff Irvin and Father Peter Julia. We've been discussing their role as vocation director. Father Peter Julia will be coming into the role to serve here in Western Oregon, and I know we're sending them off to a Sarah Club meeting, which that's going to be one of the roles, will be serving as a chaplain for those men and women, our laity, who are really involved in promoting and fostering good vocations to the priesthood and religious life. So, Father Julia, you have a lot of things on your plate, I know, but I want to hear a little bit about what really influenced you to really make that decision to enter into the seminary. You mentioned the retreat with the Archbishop, but just something that really said it was clear, okay, I really need to take this step forward.
You know, a lot of it was having good priests in my life. You know, many of the people, you know, Father Jeff stepping into my life at that moment, and then so seeing somebody who was in the process, but then having good pastors, and a man, I think, just sits there in the pews every once in a while, and for some reason, the crazy idea comes into your head. You're like, I think I could do that. Like, I think I would be better there than I am here. Mm. And I actually tell some of our altar servers sometimes, I was like, I'm a better celebrant of the Mass than I am, you know, a congregant, somebody sitting in the pew. And And I don't know, there's something about like why you would feel comfortable being up there. And I'd always felt like, and I probably shared with you, Dina Marie, in my early days in the seminary, that there were certain things that happened in my life, certain tragedies and different things like that. But there was, I felt a little like I was being groomed by the Lord, by some of the things that even with any talent or skills that the Lord gave me, but then also my inadequacies, these things sort of all converged into like allowing me to think, I think he's calling me to be a priest. It was just a very strange feeling. Sometimes it comes even, it almost seems like it comes out of the blue, but not really, because you're exposing yourself to the Lord, you know, to his grace, to his sacraments. But I think the one pivotal moment is that when any guy is able to say to himself, like, Lord, I just want what you want. You know, so actually submitting to his will, and then he's like, okay, that's all I was looking for. And then all of a sudden it like supercharges that effort, it seems like.
I know for the Archdiocese, we have some great fruits. We have a diaconate ordination in May, followed by the priestly ordination in June. And for you, Father Jeff, you've had 8 years to walk with some of these men, and you've been able to see some of the progression. Just for these two upcoming ordinations for the Archdiocese, you know, what does that really say to your heart?
Yeah, no, it's 8 years is really a good time to be, I think, vocation director. You're able to see guys through like the whole process. And in particular, you know, having Deacon Dustin Bussey coming up to his priestly ordination in June, he was one that I accepted, you know, the first year I was vocation director. Mm-hmm. So to be walking with him these last 8 years and really to see the tremendous growth in him as a disciple, but, you know, now as a deacon and just on the doorsteps of becoming a priest. And, you know, as I look back on that, like, just really all the ups and downs we've had together, you know, there's been some struggles, but there's been a lot of great joys. And to be able to just walk with a man in that, be a constant source of encouragement, and just really seeing the fruit of formation. As Father Peter was saying, you know, his call, there's this point where he just, you know, he used the word exposed himself to the Lord, just truly just transparent and giving of ourselves to the Lord. When you're able to do that, you know, formation happens, and it's really beautiful to see a transformation in men's lives. So yeah, this 8 years of journeying with guys, starting to see some of the fruits come, and Father Peter's going to see that too, as the guys who are in seminary now, as he's starting to walk with them, going to see the fruit of their own journey in formation.
Absolutely. I know I saw both of you at the Chrism Mass, and I just thought, you know, how the Lord brings us together, but to see the community of priests, and then to see our shepherd, and to see that love, that community for a layperson, it just really touches my heart. But I knew Father Peter's going to be working on with the preparation of help cultivating more priests for our archdiocese. What are some of the things that your heart is hopeful for, Father Peter, in this new role as vocation director?
Oh gosh, I am kind of an idealist in a lot of, in a lot of ways. And so actually, you know, the funny thing, as Father Jeff alluded to, is that us working together has actually been really great, and we're sort of bummed that we can't do the job together. Right. You know, like, and just with the shortage of priests overall in the world, you know, in the United States, it's challenging because a job this big really could benefit from two priests doing it. And so that's a challenge in and of itself. But I don't know, you know, Archbishop had said recently, because he went on pilgrimage with the guys from the North American College in Ireland, and they ran into the new bishop there, and he had commented that there are only 20 seminarians in the entire country of Ireland. And we should have 30, 31 guys or so this year, you know. And I told the Archbishop, I was just like, well, you know, my goal is to have enough seminarians here that we can send missionaries to Ireland and stuff like that. So, but as Father Jeff reminded me, an NCDVD sort of like informal line is it's not about the numbers,
yeah, right? That's right.
And so, of course, we want quality guys. But sometimes I think that they're out there somewhere. And so I'm trying to figure out, and he's been trying to help me evaluate, like, where does the voice actually need to go? Mm-hmm. And what are things, because 8 years is a really good amount of time where Father Jeff is honed in, like, I don't think that this is a helpful step. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to, I'm trying to listen to what he's done mm-hmm. and say, like, can we eliminate some of these things and try to find things that are more effective mm-hmm. instead of spinning our wheels on something that we've just done for a long time? And it's like, well, do we have to keep doing this? Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad that Father Jeff has been willing to ask hard questions. And so I hope to continue to ask some harder questions and maybe find some unique solutions. And so, I don't know. You know, as people know, I'm a rock climber, so I'm all about unique solutions, you know, to things. And so, let's hope we figure that out.
That's right.
And just to know that I have him as a resource to even, you know, touch base with and figure things out.
Yeah. As a rock climber, you already have the root in your mind, you know. It's going to slowly, the dots are going to be connected.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes you get to a spot and you're like, that's not going to work. And then you got to think on your feet, right? And
mm-hmm. so. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what happens. But I hope to, be able to journey with the guys nearly as well as Father Jeff did. You know, in our faith, in the general sense, we're standing on the shoulders of giants, absolutely. And I feel very much that way, even with taking over for Father Jeff. So there's a certain amount of apprehension that you have. You're like, oh, I hope I do as good a job as he did, or at least close, you know. So.
But the Lord has chosen you again through the Archbishop to go, okay. He's going to be our guy, but you're not doing it alone, Father Peter. And I know so many are praying. So many in our parishes want good and holy and healthy priests. And so let's work together as a community. You'll have Quo Vadis Days coming up. We have the seminary tea to help raise funds, but also to pray for all of our seminarians. And so I think we have a lot to look forward to, which I know the people are going to be excited to meet with you, to continue to pray along with you and for you. What is your prayer intention for those of us, the people in the pews? How can we best serve you as our upcoming vocation director, Father Peter?
I think he, you know, Father Jeff maybe made the same kind of suggestion in the past, but if people could make it a daily part of their prayer, truly to always remember to pray for our priests, but then pray for more priests, to truly pray that men are docile to hear the call. And if we actually make that a part of our daily prayer practice, then we truly have the whole church, as it should, be praying for their priests, for new priests, for people to replace all of those men who've worked so hard in you know, their whole career for the priesthood.
Absolutely. And Father Jeff, it's just been so wonderful, and we'll look forward to hearing about your next assignment, and we hope to continue to hear your work as a priest serving in Western Oregon. What's your prayer intention as you move into the summer season?
Thank you, Dean Maria. Yeah, I guess, just a transition into the parish. But as I've been thinking about it, you know, the vocation work doesn't end, right?
So that's right.
I think I'm kind of being moved more into the front lines, so to speak. And so I guess my prayer intention, just I'm just really praying for the parishioners whom I will serve, you know, come July 1st. Just praying that their hearts will continue to be open to God's love for them. And I'll just be able to be a spiritual father.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I want to encourage people, archdpdxvocations.org is the website. We'll keep people updated on things that are going on. I know some of the events are posted and the pictures of all of our current seminarians that are studying at the various levels. So keep them in your prayers, archdpdxvocations.org. Thank you, Father Peter Julia, for your time today. And Father Jeff, I'd like to ask you if you'd help us close this time leading in prayer.
Sure. I'll close with a prayer that I try to say every morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Mary and Saint Joseph, bring to me and Archbishop Sample the men that you're calling to be priests of Jesus Christ here in the Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon. Bring to us holy, healthy, and strong fathers the Church needs today. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Henry.
You.